Have you ever considered the words that you speak? And did you know that there is power in your words? Hello, welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson. And you can learn more about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, founder of Your Christian Coach. Discover more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about the power of your words in relation to your deeper Christian living. But before we jump into our topic, I have some really fun news for our lady listeners. We're hosting a Your Kingdom Purpose Women's Workshop. I want you to mark your calendar for August 6th as we meet in person in Westminster, Maryland. This day-long love and encouragement workshop will help you, the attendees, discover what God created you for, how to pursue and live out your purpose, and how to encourage your brothers and sisters in Christ to pursue their purpose as well. You can find all the details on our website at loveandencouragement.com.
Yeah, I'm so excited, Jo Heather.
Me too.
I get to see her in person. She's coming up my way.
That's right. Exactly.
We're going to have fun. We hope you can join us for it. We really do. So, wow.
Yeah.
So, if you missed last week, we did an episode on the power of God's word that kind of leads into this, because everything starts with God. God's love, we love because he first loved us. Forgiveness. Yes. He forgave us, so we should forgive others. So everything starts with God. So we had an episode last week. So if you missed it, we encourage you to go back and listen to it. So talking about the power of your words today. So I admit, when I first started to hear people talk about the power of your words, I was very confused and skeptical because nobody had taught that in the churches that I had gone to. Nobody. Yeah. And yeah. I started hearing it by listening to different people on YouTube or in different books. And I was just like, this is so strange. I was skeptical. Like I said, I was confused. Like, power of your words. What are these people talking about?
Yeah.
Agree with God.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? But as time went on, I noticed that I was becoming more aware of how many people were saying basically the same thing. So inside of me, the Holy Spirit's like, just, kind of relax, Tammy. I'm trying to open up your eyes here to open up your ears to hear something. He was causing me to pay attention. And so I said, okay. So I decided to do what? To look into it more. That's what you do when you have questions. You go and you research it. So I went to the Word. That's the best place to go, right? And I read scriptures on what you say.
Yes.
And it really got me thinking. And so after I'm hearing all this stuff, I'm seeing it in the Word. What do I do next? I go to God because I still had a lot of questions, I asked him what this meant, and it was like this veil was being pulled away from my eyes. Like I just couldn't see things before. You ever read a scripture and you never saw something, the next day you read and you're like, whoa, I didn't know that's what that said. It's that veil kind of coming off and understanding. Because I was blinded before. I didn't know what people were talking about. So I'm still growing. I confess, we're still growing. Jo Heather and I have not arrived.
Amen.
Okay?
Yeah.
There is no arrival platform. Be leery of people who are on that arrival platform. I'm going to fall off of it soon because.
Right, exactly.
Like, there's no arrival. You're constantly learning. And that's the living word of God. You're constantly learning. We're growing in wisdom and knowledge, and we're taking what we learn and we're sharing it with you guys. Mm-hmm. And we also have a deep desire to use our words very carefully. We're talking about this today. We don't want to curse ourselves. I don't want to curse myself. I know Jo Heather doesn't want to curse herself with the words that she says, but instead, I want to bless me with the words I say, and I want to speak blessings to other people.
Yeah.
So if this is new to you, don't flip off saying, I don't know, they've lost it. I know what they're talking about today. And I encourage you, just listen to the episode and then, stick around, hear what we have to say. And then go to God, go to the Word. We're going to talk about scripture, go to the Word, go to God, and ask him to enlighten you on it. So stick around. Yes. We're going to be talking about the power of your words.
Yes. Yes. For me, learning about what the scripture says about the power of words has been profound, and it's continuing to make a big impact on my life. And like Tammy said, we haven't arrived. You know, we're on this journey, and you know, we're excited that you're tuning in today and listening, you know, as we continue to learn about this together. Now, what I'm using about learning of the power of my words is teaching me how to speak life over myself, over my kids, over my family, over other people around me. And as Tammy said, you know, maybe you've never really paused to think long enough about the impact of your words, but you know, I can guarantee you this, they do have an impact. Your words impact what you believe about yourself. I mean, way more than you can realize. I'm a coach. I get to work with people one-on-one and be a thinking partner. And, you know, to be a witness to people discovering, you know, what they've spoken over themselves and how it's changed what they believe about themselves. And your words impact your family. And your words impact your colleagues and your church mates or your community members, the people you interact with. And I can tell you this also, you can use your words to encourage others, or including yourself, or to discourage. And, you know, as you can guess by the name of our podcast, we're here to encourage you to use your words for good. And so you can tell I'm really interested in this subject. I can't wait to chew on it. I can't wait to see what the Lord has to reveal to us about it. And so I'm going to pass it back over to Tammy, and we're going to keep the conversation going.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So hang on. We're going to give you a quick little subscriber note, and then we're going to jump right in. So obviously, I want to take a moment to let you know how you can support us. First, depending upon what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe. But the most important thing you can do is to share this podcast to spread love and encouragement to others. You know, and by partnering with us through prayer and financial support, our podcast is going to continue to grow and impact many more lives. To find out how you can sow into our ministry podcast, just visit our website. We have a website donation page, loveandencouragement.com/donate. And also on our website, at loveandencouragement.com. Every Wednesday, we feature early access to video and audio. And if you want to save time, we got an email form. You can sign up on there, and we're going to email it to you every Wednesday. So now let's look at what Jesus shared on the power of words. So it's coming from the top.
Amen.
It's coming from the top, all right? You're not going to argue with Jesus here.
No.
All right. So this is the same account, but in two different books. I'm going to read you a few scriptures here. So the first one's Matthew 21:21, is King James Version. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Verily, I say unto you, if ye have faith and do not doubt, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, it shall be done." I'm going to read it to you from Mark chapter 11, verses 23 through 24. Again, the King James Version. "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever," as anybody, "shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in their heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." We could spend all day talking about these.
Yes, we could,
right?
Yeah.
We could. This is so, so powerful. If you're not familiar with this situation, Jesus had cursed, you know, this fig tree. He looked on it, and I don't know why he cursed it, but he did.
It didn't have any figs.
It didn't have any figs.
Yeah.
But you could have blessed it and made it figs appear.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about that?
Yes,
he could have said, "Figs be alive," and never. Yeah. But he cursed it, and the disciples didn't pay much attention until they walked past it later and saw that it had died. They saw that his words had affected this, and so he was trying to teach them in this moment the power of your words, which is what we're trying to share with you today: the power of your words. So, look how many times we are instructed to say and to speak. When you're going through this, you are to believe. not to say, but you are to believe that the words that you say will come to pass, will come to pass. It's not like it's an instantaneous thing. You're believing that what you say will come to pass, and you will have whatever you say. Now, this is not, I want to throw in here because scripture backs up scripture. This is not meaning that you can speak anything and like a magic genie, poof, these things are going to be in alignment. These things have to be in alignment with God's will.
Yes.
So I'll read you from 1 John chapter 4, verses 14, again, the King James Version. And this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. So what this is saying is that the things that you ask for are in agreement with God. Or basically, they're in agreement with God. You were just, you're speaking out things that God has already said, I am for this. You know, and there's a whole bunch of things we can break it down in other episodes about. We talked about before. I mean, God wants you well. God wants you to prosper in every area of your life. God wants you to have joy. He wants you to have peace. We could break it all down. There's a lot of things that once you're in line with that, you can speak those things over your life. So when you profess with your mouth your faith in God's ability, the word instructs that we shall have it. So I want to share a story. Jo Heather knows the story because she remembers when I went through it a few months back when I actually got to see the power of my words transform right in front of me. So I was trying to carry this heavy bag of soil downstairs. I have some grow lights downstairs where I have my precious tomatoes I grow year round inside. Anyways, and I was impatient. I know I should, it's a heavy bag. I should have got one of the boys lifts it, but I didn't. I was stubborn. I want to do it now. So as I was going down the stairs, I kind of lost balance and the bag went forward and so did I. And I hit, I smacked my, I don't know what you call this, above your eyebrow, my head.
Yes. Your temple.
My head.
Yeah.
So right here, I hit it right on the banister and blood was everywhere. And so I split it wide open. I just remember, so I went to the bathroom to go assess the damage and it was split wide open. There's not much skin here. It's down to the bone. It was split wide open. And immediately, I know I've had stitches before. You know, I was a kid. You know, I've done stuff. And I did not want that. I did not want that. I didn't have time for that. You know. So I have to get the bleeding to stop. So I went in and I got a ice pack and wrapped it in paper towels because I'm bleeding still. And I put it on my head and I said firmly, I shall not need stitches. And I meant it. I meant it with every fiber of my being. I shall not need stitches.
That's right.
So I waited about 20 minutes, figured that's about time with the, you know, to take it off and just see. I was amazed at what I saw. My wound was completely closed up.
Praise the Lord.
Now, you know, when you get stitches, it's all bubbly because they're stitching it together. Mm-hmm. I don't care how good they are. They don't do a good job like God. Anyways, but
Well, that's true.
I was amazed. The flesh was so aligned, perfectly back together, and there was no cakey blood up there. It was as if he had cleansed my womb, closed it back up. You could barely even, except for the little pink line where it had split open, it was closed.
Wow. Wow.
And immediately I realized my words.
Yes.
You know? And so then I added, and I shall not scar. Now, I forgot to speak, I shall not bruise.
I love it. I love it.
Because I had a black eye for a week, Joe. Heather knows. Yeah. I had a black eye. I went to church. My pastor's like, you know, there's a brain in there. And I'm like, I know. You got to be careful. I know. But I was so excited because I got to actually see the, I didn't say, in the name of Jesus, flesh close up. I didn't say that. But I had what I said, which is what? I'm not going to need stitches. So he closed it back up so I wouldn't need stitches. I had the result of what I said.
Yes.
And I would love to be able to study that and think about that and replicate that in the future to see my power of my words come to being more. So I think some of our listeners out there, Jo Heather, are chewing on what I've just shared.
Yes. Yes.
I think so.
Yeah. I believe so as well.
I believe, yes. And so maybe they've even experienced something like what I just did, where something they said came to pass, but they didn't understand why. They didn't understand why. So let these passages take root in you and ask the Lord to enlighten you about them. I'm going to read you something else here. Proverbs chapter 18, verses 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Right and there. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Mm-hmm. So notice it says the power of the tongue. Have you ever thought about your tongue having power? Mm-hmm. Your tongue forms the words that you speak out of your mouth. And like Heather was mentioned earlier, speaking life to yourself. You speak life, right? I speak life to my body all the time. Anytime I get a pain in my chest, I say no in the name of Jesus. Immediately I speak and I declare that I shall never have a heart attack. I shall never have a stroke. There is no cancer in my body. I shall never have dementia. I shall never have Alzheimer's disease. My mind will stay sharp until the day that the Lord brings me home. I speak to every pain in my body and I declare that all my organs are functioning healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can go on and on and on. There is a list. I just speak and speak and I mean it.
Yes.
I mean it. Because the other thing, when you speak, even if you have a little bit of unsurety, you start speaking to your body. Guess what? Faith comes by hearing. Mm-hmm. Hearing by the word of God. Mm-hmm. You're going to start to hear those words coming out of your mouth and you're going to start to believe them. So I speak to my body. I tell it to be disease free. I speak to sicknesses that come against me and I take that thought captive and I say no. I speak life over my body. I shall not be sick. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to read you another verse here, because there's a lot we could go on and on and on about all of this and about how you can speak health to your body, how you can speak about your finance, you can speak about relationships. There's mm-hmm. power in the tongue. Mm-hmm. So John chapter 14 verses 12 through 13. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now this is Jesus speaking, if you haven't figured that out. This is Jesus talking. Verily, verily, he's like hammering that in. Believe me, believe me, believe me. Verily, verily, I say you. Truly, truly, truly. Yes. You know? So Jesus wants us to act in faith. So when we believe on him, he says that we shall not just do what he's done, like raising Lazarus from the grave, right, with mm-hmm. his words, mm-hmm. but greater things. Now, I can't imagine greater things. Right, but I can imagine doing the things that Christ has done. We're to be imitators of Christ, mm-hmm. you know, and to know that when we do this, it brings glory to the Father when we speak out in faith.
Mm-hmm. Amen. It definitely brings glory to the Father when we speak in faith, Tammy. And so thank you for, you know, giving us a very tangible example of that. You know, because speaking to my body with the authority given to me by God has really transformed things for me. Because I'm like you, Tammy, when I have a physical symptom, I now speak to it. And so why do I do that? Because somebody will be like, you're crazy. Why do I do that? Well, I do it because Jesus told us to. And if Jesus told us to do it, why wouldn't I do it? You know, and Tammy read that in the scripture earlier, you know, that it's captured in the scripture for you. And Tammy asked the great question, why didn't Christ just say, let there be figs on the fig bush, you know? Well, that's because I think he was giving us that example. He wanted us to see, okay, you can speak death to that thing, or you can speak life. And so, and we see him speaking life over and over and over and over again. And so he was showing us, okay, this is what can happen. And you guys, we didn't slow down long enough to say this in the moment, but when he speaks to the fig bush, it doesn't instantly wither. They don't see it withered until the next day when they're passing by again. And that's when the disciples noticed, oh, what happened? Oh, that bush is dead, you know. And that's what your words can do to yourself or your family members or your friends, right? It might not be instantaneous death, but it's words that can slowly kill, right? I think we all have stories that are coming into your mind right now as I say that. So, you know, kind of getting back to the account of healing, speaking healing, you know, I've seen healing come to pass in my life through speaking words combined with prayer. And I always know, I just want to be clear about this, that the power for healing is from Christ, from his death on the cross. The scripture says in 2 Peter, by his stripes you were healed. That means it's been completed when Christ said it is done. That means it's done. You know, I've given you the authority as my child, as a member of the family, right? We are sons and daughters of Father God in heaven, you know, that we've been given the authority to speak. Christ just said it. Tammy read it again. Go back. Read that for yourself. And I've also seen, you know, healing manifest in my son's lives. I've shared about that before. Where I'm not going to go through that story again for time today. But I just want to say the scripture is clear. God wants you well. Tammy said it earlier. I'm repeating it. God wants you well. And he is well pleased when you put his promises and his word into action. And mix it with your faith, right? You got to have the faith part. Tammy stressed that earlier out of the scripture. You know, and if you feel like you don't have enough faith, ask God for it. I mean, that's what the scriptures show us. So you can do this too. You can do this too. You can speak to your body. Meditate on the scriptures. As Tammy said, if this is kind of out there and you're like, I've never thought of this before, just get into the word and read, as Tammy said. Read it. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you, to open your eyes, to see what it's supposed to mean in your life. And we alluded to this earlier, you know, in addition to physical health, we can apply the power of the spoken word to every area of our life. You know, I've been trying to teach my children about this. They'll come in and say something like, I can't do math, and I'll catch them on it, and I'll say, hey, let's try to rephrase that. You know, what if you say something like, math isn't my favorite and it can be hard, but I can do it with hard work and some help, right? That's a lot more words to say. But when we speak a word, not only has my brain worked to form the word, but as I've spoken it, it went out and went back in my ears and back in my brain again, right? So we can understand why humanistically also we see that pattern. You speak the negative, the negative comes out, right? So, you know, and I've seen the difference of speaking the words. I've helped the kids see it. You know, when we kind of start the math sheet, I can't do it, I can't do it. I say, let's rephrase. You can do it. Let's pray. Let's ask God for help. We get through it, and I go, look what you just did. How were you able to do that? You know, just kind of pause in that. That's something you guys can do too. You know, and this, I've learned, I've talked about this before on the podcast, when I come up on something that I feel like I can't do, like accounting and taxes and stuff like that. You know, the stuff that, you know, aren't my natural talents and abilities. You know, I have to stop myself and I have to do what I'm trying to model for my kids. Okay, this is hard for me, but I can do it with God's strength and his wisdom. You know, and I say it out loud. I hear myself say it and it helps me change the way I think. And when I'm changing my thinking, what I believe and what my heart says, right? It's all connected. And I mean, guys, there's a lot of scientific evidence that's been done about the impact of negative words versus positive words. And it's kind of fun if you have time. You can do a web search on it. It's really quite fascinating. I'm not going to get into that here. But, you know, if scientists can prove it, it doesn't matter to me either way. God's word says it's true. But some of you guys really like that kind of stuff. So that's why I put that out there. Now, another neat quote that I came up on, you guys may have heard of relationship expert Dr. Gary Chapman, and he wrote the book, The Five Love Languages. Actually, I was going to show you guys an old cover of that. This is an old book. Probably you guys have it on your bookshelf somewhere. It's a really neat book. But he even acknowledged in another one of his books that even the tone in which we speak has an impact. And I think we all would agree with that, right? There's a way in which that we should say things. And I love the way he illustrated it. And so that's why I don't usually quote a lot of people on here, because we're always quoting God's word, because that's what we're about. But this is a man of God, and I really liked how he painted a word picture I want to share with you. And this is what he said. There are two ways to speak the truth, as bullets or as seeds. Use the truth as a bullet and you can kill relationships. Plant the truth as a seed and it will take root and grow, influencing the person in whose heart it was planted. Well, gosh, I thought that was a powerful visual image, seeing our words as bullets or as seeds. And it actually goes back to something that we talked about in last week's episode when Christ equated the Word of God as seed. Right? So if we are speaking the Word of God that's been planted in us, and we are speaking it as positive words with a positive tone, because, I mean, come on, we're meant as brothers and sisters in Christ to speak the truth to one another, but there's a way to say it, right? Do we want to say it as a bullet? And think of the damage a bullet causes. Or is there a way to cast it as a seed? Humility, love, respect. You know, think about it the way God, I mean, Jesus exemplified this. He spoke the truth, but in a way that changed lives. He planted seeds. And that's what I want to be. That's what I want to do. Excuse me. That's how I want to show up. So another way, you know, that I'm speaking life into my family is, with my words, right? The power of our words is by speaking over my kids about the future. My boys, believe it or not, are very interested in what life will be like for them when they grow up. And I've shared this before. My youngest son is very curious about who he will marry and how many children he will have. And yes, he's only 10 years old right now, but he's quite fascinated with the concept of the future. So my husband and I are practicing how to speak life over them. And so I'll regularly tell them, and some of you guys are going to say, huh, I haven't thought about that. And some of you are going to say, yeah, I do that all the time. But just consider this. So this is what I say to them. I say, when you grow up, you're going to marry a beautiful girl who loves Jesus first. She'll even help you grow closer to Christ. And boy, will she love you. And this is when my youngest son just giggles. And I say, and you'll have beautiful children, and we'll share our lives with each other. We'll live close to each other. We'll have lunch together on Sundays. And, you know, I'm just painting this word picture of the future. And it's usually at this point, one of my sons will pipe up and say, and you'll sugar up our kids when you keep them, won't you, Mom? And what they mean by that is I'll just pipe, you know, candy into the grandkids, but I guess some grandparents do that. I might be one of those too. I don't know. But anyway, you know, I just don't speak over them about their home life. You know, I also look ways to speak possibility over them concerning their careers, right? I say things like, when you grow up, you're going to be successful in whatever job you choose to do. You'll do your best, and the Lord will bless your efforts and bless your family through that. You're going to be a leader in your church and a leader in the community. You're going to show others how to live for the Lord. And so I'm just, and you may be going, why do you do that, Jo Heather? Well, I'm planting the possibility, right? And actually, God's word backs this up. He spoke blessing over his children, which is an example of us speaking blessing over our children. And maybe you don't have children or grandchildren. You can speak life into the young people you encounter in the community, in the church. And I'm telling you, it is stunning. I can look back on my life and see people who did that for me. So, I mean, I challenge you listeners to start to think about the people around you. I know you can think of someone, an adult, a child, a teenager, that you can have a positive influence over with the power of your words, because your words are flavored with the power of God's word. So before we continue in this topic, I'd just like to pause and share today's sponsor spotlight. Love and Encouragement to Live By is sponsored by our very own Tammy, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson. She has a beautiful prayer journal book called The Praying Family, A Prayer Request Journal and Guide to Family Prayer Time. It is a really cool tool to use with your family, and especially as you incorporate prayer as a family, maybe that would be new for you. She's also the author of a book called My God, In Whom I Trust, A Study of Psalm 91, And her most popular book is God is Able, a study of 2 Corinthians 9:8. It's a fabulous book series, and it's actually the first one of yours that I read, Tammy. Tammy's in the works of writing her fourth book for her Christian book series, The Land of Good Dreams. That's going to be a lot of fun when that comes out. And you guys know from the podcast that Tammy has a deep desire to move readers with her books and to share the light of God to uplift and inspire. She's blessed with the gift of storytelling and believes the world is in need of good family-friendly books that everyone can enjoy. You can find out more about Tammy and her books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. And if you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, or if you want to use the sponsor spotlight to feature your favorite ministry effort, contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Thank you. I thought that was just beautiful, talking about your kids.
Yeah.
You know, and she adopted these boys. So yes. You can imagine how powerful they need to hear those words.
Amen.
And it's just on my spirit that there's so many kids out there because they're so vulnerable at that age. I mean, adults, we have a little bit tougher skin, but little children are forming how they see the world and knowing if they're loved and if they're cared for, and your words, especially towards young children, maybe they're not your own. Maybe you're your teacher, you know. Hopefully you're speaking words of encouragement to the people, the young ones that you're around, and your children or any of the children that you're around.
Yes.
Because so much of the time, they're either getting negative words or they're not even getting any words at all of encouragement. They're ignored, you know. And so they desperately need to know that you're proud of them. They desperately need to know that you love them. You might think they know that. They need to hear it.
Yes. They do.
They need to hear words of encouragement. Great job. And, you know, and talk about, you know, God's going to be with you wherever you go and the things that you're going to do, and get them excited about the future that God's never going to leave.
That's right.
You know, that's powerful things, I tell you. We could spend all week talking about this. So the power of words, just like Joe was talking about, it's not just for healing. You know, it's powerful with healing, you know, but it's also for other things. And I've known a few people, let's just say, who speak negatively all the time, you know, and you examine their life and they basically have what they say. You know, I knew this guy, he used to say stuff like, nothing good ever happens to me. You know, people like that, right? I never get promoted. You know, I'm not in with the boss, you know, or good things don't happen to me. I don't have any good friends, or I never get a break. On and on and on and on. And you look at that person and you're like, well, I got to agree because you have what you say. It's true. You look at their life and you wonder. So how much of it is tied to their attitude? You know, we speak the things that are in our hearts, right? And, you know, I believe this person believed what he said. He always was constantly complaining, always bitter. And he was basically, you know, cursing, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree, cursing his own life with the very words that he spoke. And yet he was confused that nothing ever changed. You know, I know other people who parents spoke really bad to them about, you're just a loser, you're never going to amount to anything. And they struggle with that, with depression today, of being able to overcome that they are of value. Just your parents don't define who you are. You know, you can change that, but stop calling yourself that. Every time you make a mistake, don't say, oh, I'm just a loser. Oh, I made a mistake. I'm never going to amount to anything. Look at this mistake. Don't say those things. Don't repeat those words. Don't repeat those words. And I'm going to give you an example, because we can pick up things from our parents, okay? So I used to say often, everything is a pain in the butt, and I use a different word, and everything takes forever, okay? Yeah. Because my dad said this all the time through my childhood. You know, he'd be working on the car. He'd say this phrase, or he'd be working on this and saying that. And I picked on that. And I started repeating those words every time I experienced them. I would say, well, you know, everything's just a pain in the butt. Everything takes forever. And they did. And then one day, a couple of years ago, one day, I was dealing with a situation. I was frustrated. And it was taking too long. It was difficult. It wasn't going easy. And I was really frustrated. And halfway through my verbal complaint, that's what that is. That whole statement, I'm just saying, is a verbal complaint. It was like the Holy Spirit kicked me from the inside out. Kind of like when you're pregnant and a baby kicks you. I just felt this thud. I literally lost my breath. I was like, oh, I've got to stop saying that. I saw the words coming out of my mouth and I was trying to grab them back in because for the first time my eyes opened up to what I said and I was just like in shock. I was like, I've got to stop saying that. I've got to stop saying that. And I did. Yeah. Now, it took a little bit of effort. I would catch myself as I was working. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to complain about how long something's taking or how difficult something is. And I actually have forgotten that I used to say that until I was writing this episode. And the Holy Spirit said, I want you to share this, Tammy. Bring it back to the memory. It's been years. And so you're probably wondering, well, did what I say change? Yes, it changed my circumstances because not only did I stop cursing myself with those words that everything was a pain in the butt and everything took forever, but I also started turning it around. Joel Osteen talks a lot about this. Turn it around. Mm-hmm. Don't say these things. Say this instead. So I started turning around those things and I would actually stop and ask God for wisdom. You can ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom and knowledge. Okay, this is taking longer than I expected. Lord, can you please show me a way to make this easier? He showed me ways to edit our videos on the mm-hmm. podcast. I would complain it was a couple hours every time I, right, mm-hmm. Jennifer?
Exactly.
I was complaining.
Amen.
It's taking too long. I got to find a better mm-hmm. way. And so, Lord, show me a better way. And he would show me how to do things quicker. And so, do you see the opposite here? Yeah. You can take your life and you could turn it around. You could ask for the Lord to give you wisdom and knowledge. Actually, so you're blessing yourself. Bless me, Father, with things instead of cursing. And so, yeah, so life is not that way anymore. Things don't take forever. Things aren't a pain mm-hmm. in the butt. And if they are, I go to God and say, how can I make this easier? Right? Show me, enlighten me, because there's got to be a better way. So I've seen how my words have changed my life. Joe Heather's talked about some of that, you know. And I want to encourage you to stop speaking negatively about you. You might think, I don't say anything negative. Well, just think about it. Because it asks the Holy Spirit to bring it to your attention, because you might not think that you do. And then all of a sudden you'll say something that you said. It's such a phrase like that. You just say it all the time. You don't even realize what you're saying. And all of a sudden you'll say, I got to stop saying that. You know, and ask the Lord to help you replace that. So, and if you need help, remember, you can go to the Holy Spirit and ask you, because these are life-giving words that you speak. His power in the tongue is life or death. So, and if you need help, I have a scripture for you. You write this down, stick it on the bathroom mirror. Psalms 141, verse 3. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. We've talked about this before. Joe Heather knows we talked about this before. It's a powerful thing. Meditate on what that means.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, that's a powerful verse. Yeah, you could spend quite a bit of time praying over that one. You know, Tammy was talking about her experience, kind of like a, you know, when the Holy Spirit revealed, like, look what you're doing. You know, for me, you know, it was kind of like a light bulb went on. You know, I didn't realize I was in this kind of shadowy room, but it was like a light bulb went on a number of years ago when I heard really a preaching for the first time about how God spoke the world into existence and that, you know, we are made in his image. And so therefore there is power in our words. You know, I'd never slowed down enough to really meditate on that. We spoke about it last week. You know, God spoke the world into existence. You are made in the image of God, so there is power in your words as well. Well, gosh, I mean, you know, once I really started meditating on that truth, I started recognizing in things in such a deeper way, and I started recognizing that there was power in the words that I was speaking. And so another scripture I'm going to encourage you to write down is Ephesians 4:29, because it really helps me to see very clearly how I should be speaking. And this goes back to what Tammy said. All right, we got to set a guard over our mouth, you know, keep watch over the door of our lips. And this goes in conjunction with that. It says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to, you know, I want that. And I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm an extrovert, okay? And an extrovert does a lot of thinking externally. And I'll admit that in my younger days that I was very careless with my words. I didn't think a lot before I spoke. But Praise you, Father God in heaven. He is a great potter who is shaping me and honing me and changing the way I think and speak. And so he has shown me over the years, as my eyes were open to this, of how to guard my tongue, as Tammy said, you know, guard over your mouth and let no corrupt talk come out of my mouth. So you can also look at Proverbs 12:18. It says that reckless words pierce like a sword. And I bet everyone listening right now has uttered reckless words. And I bet you've been on the receiving end of reckless words. And so you can identify with this, reckless words like a sword. Maybe you've had a family member who spoke over you negatively. Or maybe it was a coworker or a boss. I'm having all kinds of memories trickle through my mind right now. Just as I'm asking this of you, I'm thinking. You know, and if we look at how the words that they chose impacted you, now think about how your negative words impact others. And they might be careless words even. Maybe you didn't mean them like a sword, but they're careless words that have tumbled out. So let's look at Proverbs. Another one to write down is Proverbs 15:23. It says, how good is a timely word? Wow. Have you ever had that experience as well? Have you had somebody just speak over you with positive words that surprised you? And what impact did they make? Maybe it changed your whole day. Maybe it changed the course of your life. Who knows, right? The memories, as I was preparing, you know, that came back to me, I had a couple of memories from my childhood. I had a really tough second grade year at school. I mean, tough. And you're going, second grade? It was tough. And if any of my classmates from my elementary school are watching this, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. We had a second grade teacher that was harsh. She was very critical. She would intentionally demean you and degrade you in front of the class, you know, and I'm looking back on it now, you know, with adult eyes, and maybe she just wasn't called into that profession. Maybe she had been criticized and demeaned and didn't know anything different. Or maybe she was just going through something really terrible in her personal life that year and just took it out on us. Nevertheless, it doesn't matter what her motivations were. Her words really impacted me in a negative way. I mean, deeply. And they really made me question my value and my abilities. I mean, I deeply, you know, I lost a lot of ground that year. And so then I went into third grade, and there was a teaching assistant that year who started to help restore me. He spoke with words that encouraged me. He made me begin to believe in myself and my abilities again, that I wasn't stupid, that I wasn't worthless. Now, I'm getting this at home as well. I don't want you guys to think I had support at home, but I'm saying in the school setting, this is what happened to me. And then the Lord blessed me again in the fourth grade with a teacher who continued to build my self-esteem and help me believe that I could be a better student. And so that's just a little small portion of my life. We all have stories to share. You know, I'm just so thankful that God just continued to teach me through His Word and my life experiences. He's showing me how to use words to build others up and to bring grace to those around me. And I hope you've been able to glean from the scriptures that we've shared today and our personal stories. You know, I pray that through all of this, that you're able to grow in wisdom and understanding about the power of your words.
Well, Joe Heather, it must have been some powerful things that I can't remember anything back when I was in school. I mean, really, maybe high school, but if you get that to second and third grade, I'm thinking it must have really
it was bad.
Made. Yeah, because I barely remember anything from those days. So, wow. But it just goes to show you either extreme, mm-hmm. you know. Really bad words can hurt. I mean, I had some growing up that stuck mm-hmm. with me, like a thorn mm-hmm. in my side that I had to get rid of. And then, you know, the blessings and stuff, like you can make a difference to a child by saying something, some words of encouragement they haven't heard. You know, it's life and death.
Yes.
You breathe life and death into the people with the seeds. Yeah. It's, wow. You know, I really hope today's episode has blessed you and sparked some curiosity to people if this is new to you. And I hope you were able to grasp, you know, what we shared, especially, like I said, if it's new to your ears. And if you were skeptical, you know, maybe, you know, this is the first time you've heard people speak about these kind of things before. And, you know, but I want to encourage you that these words are the words of Christ, you know, and that Jesus wants you to just not hear the word, right? But to understand the word, and that he will never disappoint. So I do, it's my heart that you take this, ponder it, go out into the world, and really make an effort to start using your words to edify the church, to edify others, and yourself too.
Amen, Tammy. Yeah, that's what we want for you today, is just to walk out. Maybe you're curious, seeking the Lord, want to see what he says for yourself, and then to speak life, right? Speak life, because it's now is the time for you to take what you've learned today and apply it to your life. And so we always want to leave you with some questions for you to meditate on. These are based on the scripture that Tammy read earlier from Proverbs 18:21. You know, and just ask yourself, how are you using your words today? You know, are they bringing life, or are they bringing death? And how do you need to change your words based on what you heard today? So thank you for taking time to join us. Just as a reminder, depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. If you want to be a sponsor of one of those, contact us at loveandencouragement.com. Join us next time as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.